Did you know that the first American saint lived in Maryland, where she opened the first free Catholic school for girls in the United States? Helen John from the National Shrine of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton tells us more about the woman behind the sainthood.
Elizabeth Ann Seton received an early introduction to tragedy. Her mother died in 1777 when Seton was 3 years old. After her father remarried, she lived temporarily with an aunt and uncle. Seton had a varied set of hobbies. She wrote poetry and journal entries, studied linguistics, played the piano, and rode horses. At the age of 19, she married William McGee Seton, who worked with his father's shipping company. The business eventually failed, which left William, Elizabeth, and their 5 children bankrupt. Around the same time, William's health worsened. He died of tuberculosis in 1803, about a month before his and Elizabeth's 10th wedding anniversary. At under 30 years old, Elizabeth found herself a bankrupt widow with 5 children to raise. Events in Seton's early life did not prevent her from significant accomplishments. She became a successful teacher in Baltimore and Emmitsburg in Frederick County, where she opened the country's first free Catholic school for girls. She valued the education she received as a girl and wanted to make sure girls in the area had an opportunity to learn. Seton also founded the country's first community of sisters in the United States, also in Emmitsburg. The sisters dedicated themselves to education and to serving the poor. Tragedy continued to befall Seton. She buried 2 daughters. One died of tuberculosis and the other from complications after a fall on ice. Seton herself died from tuberculosis in 1821 at the age of 46. Despite her death at such an early age, her initiatives of supporting education and caring for the poor still continue in her congregation and outside of it. Due to all of the good works in her lifetime, a number of people began to support Elizabeth Ann Seton's cause for sainthood in the late 1800s. Eventually, documentation was submitted to Rome for consideration, and Vatican officials gave approval in 1940 to continue the cause for Elizabeth Ann Seton's sainthood. For a person to become a saint, proof and verification of miracles needs to occur. There were 3 miracles attributed to Elizabeth Ann Seton. Sister Gertrude Korzendorfer, who was cured of inoperable pancreatic cancer in 1935. A young girl, Anne O'Neill, who was cured of lymphatic leukemia in 1952. And a man named Carl Kalin, who was cured of a rare form of encephalitis in 1963. Proof of these miracles was submitted to the Vatican in Rome, and Vatican representatives agreed with the findings. As a result, Elizabeth Ann Seton was declared the first American-born saint on September 14, 1975. Out of the hundreds of saints recognized today, less than 15 are Americans. We're honored to serve as the home and final resting place of the first one.
Learn more about the National Shrine of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton at setonshrine.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.